One of the most difficult things about parenting is that even though you have the ability to help your child, to alleviate some pain or suffering, you have to let them go through certain things in life alone. They have to go away to school and have all sorts of separation, anxiety, transition from the comfort and the security of being next to those they love to being with strangers, and develop friendships and make mistakes and fail. This dynamic within the family is one of the examples of how the early Christians viewed their relationship with God. Today's gospel begins with Jesus looking at people and being compassionate. That idea of the Lord teaching us God's relationship with us as one of compassion is reflected throughout the Služba Božja that we repeat. We begin and end with the Jewish words, Amen, which are covenantal words of agreement, of a relationship between God and us. And throughout the Služba Božja, the liturgy, we repeat that compassionate nature of God towards us by saying, Lord, have mercy. Mercy is that Hebrew word chesed, which is His merciful relationship between us and His people. But reality and empirical evidence is always brought to the fore. Then, why so much suffering? Why so much uncertainty? Why doesn't He just come and answer all our questions immediately? I would pose that even if we could understand and receive an answer to all our questions, we would still have to leave home, go to school, go through life, suffer at the hands of one another when jealousy and other spiritual characteristics point to a selfishness in humanity rather than some altruistic love of one another. In other words, I don't know the reason God created the world as it is, and neither did all the people who wrote the scriptures and the liturgy. But there are hints and teachings which Jesus Himself taught us that God looks at us with compassion. He doesn't take joy in our sufferings like the Greek mythology and the gods of old who played chess with human lives. And He wishes and wants to help us as much as He can, but just like the Father on earth, the Father in heaven has to give us the freedom to make our choices, even the freedom to choose to love Him or ignore Him, to love one another or to hurt one another. Because to be human means to grow and to develop and to change. There is an old quotation that maybe somewhere it is otherwise, but in the world that I know, to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. And within this change, no matter what we suffer through, the words of the Služba Božja should come back to us. The mercy of God, His love and compassion for us is constant, incessant, continuous, and faithful. We may not understand why we have to suffer certain things, but by faith we believe if it could have been otherwise, God would have done it. But in the meantime, we can become more loving and compassionate people for one another, having suffered ourselves, we can understand why children cry, why we all have questions, and why we look to God and said, Lord, give us the courage and the wisdom to learn, to accept, and especially to love, no matter what we go through, because the goal of the Christian life is not to be without pain, but to be filled with love and compassion towards one another. Slava Isusu Christu!